Hey, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's fiscal year 2026 budget workshop number 2, county fair.
Hello.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, according to what I wrote down, I had 3 follow-up items from budget workshop number 1. The first one was adding the URA funds both to revenue and expense, and that's in the county fair building budget. And that amount is $236,700. And I do have it down to the penny, but Power Plan wouldn't let me put that in there. So just want to reflect that.
Thank you for that frustration that I share.
So that has been added. The second thing was that what I thought was just a guess on overtime, and then I worked with the auditor's office, Sarah, on putting some more analysis to that, and I ended up with a really good guess in my initial budget. So I did not change that. We did add $15,000 there, so that would be the removal of comp time for our hourly employees and getting overtime. And then the third thing was the microphone for the exhibit hall. The quote on that is, I believe, $12,000. I haven't adjusted anything yet. We had added the $27,000 service agreement in for this year. That was transferred out of IT and into fair building. But we're hoping to negotiate that. So I don't know if... we want to add any more to get that microphone taken care of. My pain point is that when I add expense to the budget, then I think about how do I generate the revenue to cover that. That's the world that we live in. So for us, that's booking another week-long event or a really good 3-day event. And while that doesn't seem like a lot, I just don't know for next year. So for me, it's one thing to put $27,000 in there. It's another thing to put almost 40.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm actually confident we can negotiate that $27,000 on a service contract and potentially include that microphone into the system. So I feel comfortable leaving the $27,000 in service contracts to cover the expansion of the microphones.
Chairman? Yep. Chairman?
Yes.
And I think that given the nature of what you do, to have a good PA system is so critical. It's so annoying to go somewhere where they have a class event and then you can't understand or you can't hear. So I would support what you and the chief are saying, even though there's a budgetary impact. But your calendar, as I understand it, is pretty full, and you're managing the bookings well. I think it's going to be fine, and it'll improve with good PA.
So if you could do that going forward and work with IT to work into that.
We'll do.
Okay.
And then another thing just to review is that we had discussed fee increases for fiscal year 26 for the 2026 fair. These won't be presented until this fall, but admission tickets would go up $2. Adults would be at $10. Youth and senior would be at $8. The admission wristband, which is good for all 4 days of fair, which mainly goes to exhibitors and vendors, would increase from $15 to $20, and reserved concert seats would increase from $35 to $40. So right now, that's what we're planning on. And again, that will come I'll work with legal on presenting those fee increases after fair this year.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in support, I think. And it's still a good price, even with what you're proposing, the deal that people get to get into the fair and the quality experience that they have, livestock, all that. I think it's a great move. Thank you, Chairman.
Yep, I agree. Clerk, do you have anything else?
Chairman, I know that it's been some weeks since you had the meeting with the city about a potential land swap. So I'm not necessarily inquiring about the status of where that might lead, but based on the timeline of a potential swap and how that might affect operations, I'm just curious if the budget needs to contemplate anything along those lines. I would assume that it would be presented if there was an expectation in the next fiscal year to anticipate those costs. So I just want to make sure there isn't something being potentially missed in the budget planning.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, from my understanding is if it were to go through, we would still be allowed to use that building until we were up and running in a different building. And I don't know, do you want to speak to how those buildings may or may not get built as part of that? I mean, my understanding is we're probably not writing the check.
Okay.
Chief?
So, Mr. Chair, kind of a status update on that. Today there is an action item to get some appraisals done on five parcels and five properties. And then the city of Caldwell is doing the exact same. We're going to compare numbers. The target is to try to do maybe a neutral swap of value, and then we'd still use the facilities, as Commissioner Brooks said, for a couple of years until we can actually outfit the fair and the new parcels if the land swap goes through, either through sponsorship or donation money. So I think we're safe at this point not to put anything in there.
Would use of the city's, well, if a swap happened, it was under the ownership of the city, does that also include the extension? Would they be able to have, because if they were displaced, I'm just wondering if there would be an associated cost. What's the room? Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, on that one, where the county agent is currently, that property is being assessed, would be part potentially of the land swap. But they would not move until a facility is built in the new location, so it would be a straight move.
And there'd be no, you don't anticipate costs associated with their continued occupancy with the swap? Or that's to be determined. I guess from a budgetary standpoint, I just don't know when a swap might occur, and while they might allow us continued use, I don't know if there's some sort of lease terms that need to be potentially contemplated.
We could consider the plan of the public defense of the state of Idaho and just tell them that we're going to use the building, they're going to keep it up, and we won't pay them anything for it. That's, you know, we have the legislature to follow.
I think a lot of it's to be determined, but
yeah,
there's still money that we have there to keep operations running would be the same.
I see that in jest, because we're going to attempt to negotiate in good faith with the city of Caldwell to try to do a 0-0 swap. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. But those are important points, Clerk, that need to be asked. So it's pretty early in the negotiations. Anything else?
That was most of it.
Yeah, those were the questions and follow-ups that I had.
Okay.
Any of you have any specific questions?
I do not, Chairman.
I do not either, Mr. Chairman.
I don't. Okay. All right. I would make a motion that we take this under advisement and move forward with this in the budgetary process then.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Well, thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
All righty. Is there anything else that we need to discuss on this topic?
I don't think so, Chairman.
There's not. I'd make a motion that we adjourn to our next agenda item.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We adjourn.